John Taylor is with us now to round out the week. He's with Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Developments concerning a trucking company in Fort Smith, and more on that from John. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. This isn't a very big deal by Wall Street standards, but if you're one of the 400 employees at the Van Buren headquarters of USA Truck, it is a big deal. Yesterday, Knight Transportation, about twice the size of USA Truck, headquartered in Phoenix, publicly traded, made a hostile offer. I guess it could be considered hostile. $9 a share, cash, all cash, to buy USA Truck. That's about a 39% premium to where the stock was trading, about $242 million deal. The board of USA Truck has already soundly rejected the situation, saying, quote, in their press release, "We believe that executing our strategic plan will offer superior value to our shareholders." Knight says they're going to take their offer directly to the shareholders and go around the board. And of course, what is at risk if it goes through, and we don't know how it would turn out, would be those really good jobs at the headquarters in Van Buren. We'll have to see what happens. And by the way, Knight Transportation already owns 8% of the stock of USA Truck. And we know that USA Truck has been struggling. Unless they turn things around, this will be the fifth year in a row that they've had a net operating loss. Hopefully they can turn that thing around over there. Yesterday, the market broke its string of five consecutive losing streaks. The Dow was up about 55 points. NASDAQ was up very strongly. But next week, of course, what everybody's worried about is that the fiscal year end for the government is September the 30th. So next week on October the 1st, unless Congress passes a continuing resolution, the government will shut down. It will be out of money and will not be able to pay its bills. The government's already planning furloughs for a lot of, quote, non-essential workers. We'll have to see how that all pans out. Some economic data that's out this morning, pretty good numbers. Personal income up 0.4%. That's much better than last month, better than expected. And personal spending also up by about the same measure. So those numbers are pretty decent. But we continue to see softening in the housing market caused by the rising mortgage rate, caused by Mr. Bernanke's threat and talking about tapering, cutting back on quantitative easing, the Fed's $85 billion a month bond purchase. And what we've seen here is that pending home sales, that's previously owned homes, that the contracts for those fell for the third straight month. And that's a good indicator because that index, those numbers are counted when people sign the contracts, not when they close. So it's considered to be a really good predictor of what's coming, and the housing market continues to soften up. One of the companies reporting really great numbers today, Nike, they just kind of blew the numbers away. Their stock's up $5 a share pre-market, about 7%. They beat Wall Street's expectations. Revenue up 8%, profits up 38%. And keep in mind, they're a new member of the Dow, Jones Industrial Average, the 30 stocks that make up the Dow, quote, the market that happened on Monday. They say global future orders, a good indicator, up 8%, but there's still a problem, and that is sales in China still a drag down about a half a percent. And sequestration and cutback in defense spending not hurting everybody. Defense contractor Lockheed Martin say that they're raising their dividend for this is the 11th consecutive quarter of double-digit increase in their dividend. They're raising their dividend by 16%. That'll give them a dividend yield of over 4%. And they're also going to increase their stock buyback program, buy back about $3 billion additional of their own stock. Yeah, so their cash flow is very strong in spite of sequestration.
John, I predict that snack sales and tailgate supplies are going to be in high order this weekend with Texas A&M in town in Fayetteville.
Yeah, it looks like the weather forecast has improved some, too.
Yeah, it can help, but there's going to be, whether the weather's good or bad, there'll be plenty of snacks.
That's true.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one, Bill.
All right. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith joining us here, and we appreciate him doing that. Of course, you can visit with him if you'd like right there at 820 South 21st Street, or call him. The number is 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.